Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new
Good net. Morning. Happy Monday, July 20th, year 2020.
We have to say that because one day in history when someone starts recording and then find this message one day when the world has collapsed on itself, they'll find
I felt like I was on the alien
the year 2020.
Movie.
I love
it. It sounds pretty sci-fi. 79 degrees out there, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. It is Monday.
Yes.
Time to get our tails wagging as we check in with our friends at the Humane Society of York County. Mary Beth Knapp joins us with the fur babies that are up for adoption this week. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Happy Monday. And I think that was Twilight Zone you were looking for.
Definitely one of those like do 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 do
do do do.
Yes.
Well, we have some wonderful pets to talk about today. Baby is the dog of the week, and I can't say enough of this little girl. She's not so little, but she has two looks. She has her ears down and her ears up, and she looks like a completely different dog when her ears are up. So cute. So she has a beautiful soul that was running in our parking lot one morning at the rescue, and when we called her, she immediately came. So you see that she is just really want to be with her people. She's so cute. She apparently was lost, and now she is found, and she is about a year old, and we can't say enough about her sweet disposition. She loves everyone and longs to find her forever match. We had an initial assessment about dog friendliness, you know, dog-to-dog play, and she plays hard, so she needs someone that's equal her or very submissive. And so she'll kiss you and kiss you, and she just wants to be with you and on your lap and as close as she possibly can be. Oh, gosh, I can't say enough. She is just so sweet. So if you're interested in meeting Baby, make an appointment today. Don't forget that masks are required to enter, and we'll just connect you and see if there's a true connection made, and we'll go from there.
Wonderful.
Then we have Cat of the Week. This is not the best picture.
I was going to say, now, there's a lot to love with this,
her name?
With this little fur baby.
Does she have a name?
August.
August, okay. Yes. Oh, I can see that.
She's a chunky monkey.
Well, and she doesn't look very happy. That's my point of that picture. She looks a little irritated.
We're really selling her, aren't we?
But she's so symmetrical.
Positive outlook. I like that.
Bless her heart. Well, she wants a good home, right, Mary Beth?
What's she doing?
She is a gorgeous girl as well, and she's a little over 8 years young, and she was surrendered by her owners because apparently she doesn't like kids. Now, I put in here no fair because you never know the why behind why she doesn't like
kids. All right, that's fair.
Right? Because, you know, they're inquisitive. They might pull, they might tug, they might, you know.
Yeah.
So, you just never know.
She doesn't like those kids.
Now, she's independent, of course, just like a cat, right? She's an independent woman, and she wants the life of a princess. Who doesn't? My gosh. She wants to really just hang out, have a warm blanket, bask in the sun, and be fed and talked to and, you know, loved, just like all of us.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
No, she would love to go to a home with no other pets and older kids, obviously. And then look past this picture and just see how beautiful she is. Remember, the rescue is extremely stressful, so that doesn't help when these poor babies have to look cute for their parents.
Oh, gosh. This poor baby. Bless her. But, hey, we're all high maintenance. We really are in life, so she's not alone.
I'm feeling a connection to August.
I think so.
Well, if you're interested in August, call and make an appointment.
Bless
her. She is a wonderful baby, and she deserves a second chance.
Yes,
for sure.
Very true.
And then we got the scoop today, and we just made the hard decision this year because of all the craziness going on that the Doggone Good Time Festival is canceled for 2020, and that was the hardest decision we had to make because it's so much fun. But we're going to look for spring. We're hopefully going to be way past all this stuff, and have a great time in the spring. Of course, no rain. Yes. We're ordering no rain, if that's possible.
Get it in early.
And then remember to give locally and support your local businesses. Give your time, talents, and treasures. We are looking for, of your time, we need volunteers at our thrift shop. If that's something you're interested in doing, we'd appreciate 18 or older. Stop in during our open hours, which is Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 4, and we'll definitely give you more information on how you can help. Your talents, there are so many ways to use your talents, whether you're with us in person or whether you're staying at home. Share our pictures that we send out. Tell your friends, your family. Post, raise funds on your own and then donate. It's just think of anything that you can do. If you're an artist, paint our pictures of our pets and then post them. Donate it, and we'll auction it off at our auction in November. You name it, come up with something wonderful. We will turn that around into how it can help the fur babies. And then, of course, your treasures. Give your gently used items to our thrift shop so we can turn them into life-saving dollars. And then give financially, since it costs us $53,000 a month to support our mission.
It's a big number.
That is.
It's a huge number. It makes me almost gag, but that's okay.
But if we all work together, it's a little bit per person that can make a difference.
Oh, that's a great. You have such a good way of seeing it. That's a great way of seeing it. Give a few dollars. If everyone gave, we'd have no problem. Mm-hmm. And then our needs for this month, we have pedigree puppy food on our list, cat toys, and small dog treats, both hard and soft. The little ones, you know, think of the size for their little jaws. So they need some smaller treats, and they are, oh, my gosh, so cute. And you can also go to Smile Amazon and go to our Amazon wish list and help offset our operational costs by selecting things like ink or paper or whatever we need at the rescue, and that just helps us. All that can be found at the Humane Society of YorkCounty.org. And, of course, we look forward to seeing everybody out and about. Be safe, of course, but we'd love to see you. We miss everybody so much. It's been a long season.
I know, it has been. Well, we can connect through pictures. We can connect through the radio. And then, again, in person, just set up that appointment. But, Mary Beth, you and all the volunteers do a great job and love those fur babies extra hard for us.
We definitely will. One last comment. It's terribly hot out there. Please remember, walk your dog or cat, if you're walking your cat, early in the morning, late at night. And remember, don't take them in the car. Even with the windows down, it gets too hot where they can have heat stroke. And remember, asphalt is extraordinarily hot as well on their pads, and they can be burnt. So just keep that in mind while we're dealing with all this lovely heat.
So important. Thank you so much, Mary Beth. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, guys.